A new dog owner's unlucky pick?
You bought a puppy from the defendant and the puppy was sick. Ultimately, you had the puppy euthanized.
Or was her inexperience a factor?
You told the doctor as follows. The puppy was healthy when we got it.
Well, from our understanding, it was healthy. I have never had a puppy before.
I don't care what your understanding is. He even offered you another puppy.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Nicole Isaac is suing Ricardo Williams for selling her a sick German Shepherd puppy.
Order, all rise.
It's case number 423 on the calendar, the matter of Isaac versus Williams.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Miss Isaac, you bought a puppy from the defendant and the puppy was sick. And ultimately, you had the puppy euthanized. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
You want a whole bunch of things from the defendant, including a refund, vet bills paid, emotional distress. So let's get some dates. On what date did you purchase the dog?
We met with Mr. Rico on September 14th. That is the first, 2017, excuse me. That was the first time we met the puppies. September 15th, 2017, we put down a deposit of $150.
And what was the total purchase price?
Total purchase was $550.
How many puppies were in the litter?
There was a total of 6 or 7, I believe.
And did he have any other dogs?
He had the mother and the father there.
Were those both your dogs, sir?
Both my dogs and 6 puppies.
Is this the first litter you've had with them?
The second.
Okay, so you gave them a $150 deposit, and that was on the 15th. And when did you pick up the puppy?
We picked up the puppy on October 6, 2017, and we paid the remaining balance of $400.
Do you have a contract with him?
I don't have a contract. I have the receipts.
I'd like to see the receipts.
There's the receipts and then the bank statements.
Okay, great. So you have a receipt, and this is the only contract you have, a bill of sale.
That's
there's
correct.
No health warranty, there's no guarantee, there's no nothing. That's all there is.
He gave us the vaccinations, a list of the vaccinations, but other than that, that's all we have.
That's all. Okay. When for the first time did you take this dog to the vet?
We took her to the vet October 18th, 2017.
So almost 2 weeks later.
That's correct.
Do you have the vet report?
Yes.
I'd like to see it. When you went to the doctor on the 18th, you went there and you told the doctor as follows, that the puppy was healthy when we got it. The puppy was eating Beneful, we got from the breeder, now eating Merrick, and you gradually changed the food over. Puppy seems lethargic. You told the vet that the puppy cannot keep down food or water. You told the vet that you believe the puppy may have eaten rabbit stool.
That's correct.
What does that have to do with him?
The rabbit stool has nothing to do with him.
Well, what has to do with him?
When we got the puppy, he informed us that the puppy would puke after eating very quickly.
Just a second.
Yes.
You have two things. You have two burdens. You bought a puppy from the defendant, and you had, other than a bill of sale for the property that was transferred from one to the other, you have no health guarantee, you have no health warranty on the puppy. Be that as it may, there's an implied warranty that if you are selling property,
correct,
that the property can be used for what the property was intended. In this case, as a companion dog. And if a puppy is sold sick, there can be an argument that is the seller's responsibility. But this doesn't say that at all. This says on the 18th, you told the vet that you took home a well puppy. The puppy was fine, may have eaten rabbit stool while the puppy was in your care, and the puppy got very sick.
Right.
What nexus do you have to connect him with the fact that your puppy got sick?
Well, from our understanding, it was healthy. I have never had a puppy before.
I don't care what your understanding is. Mm-hmm. What proof do you have that he sold you a sick dog? I don't see it here. Do you understand?
I understand, yes.
Okay. I'm glad you understand. Now, there were 6 puppies in the litter?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Your Honor.
Did you advertise for the sale of those puppies?
My daughter's mother advertised for the puppy. That's how I got in contact with
Ms. No. Are all the puppies gone?
They're all gone, except for one. I kept one.
Male or a female?
It's a male left here in my care.
How old is that puppy now?
Approximately 5 months old now.
Puppy fine?
Puppy fine.
Did the other people who took the puppies, did they purchase them or did you give them to them?
They purchased them and they're all unhealthy.
None of them were returned to you?
None of them returned to me. I have close contact with the other puppies. When I sold Nicole the puppy, she was fine. My kids played with the puppy
just
daily.
Just a second. She told the vet the puppy was fine.
Yes.
When she brought the puppy home. Ms. Isaac, I don't see that you have any claim against the defendant. As a matter of fact, what you say in your papers was that he even offered you another puppy.
And I saved it.
Fetch a second. You said, even though it wasn't his responsibility, based upon what you told the vet, he offered you another puppy.
But, Your Honor, we just had to put a puppy down a week and a half after getting her.
Then you should have watched her more carefully. That was your responsibility.
We did watch her, Your Honor.
Well, then how did she get a hold of Rabbit?
Just being out in the yard.
Then you should have watched her more carefully. Mm-hmm. I have dogs. Mm-hmm. I watched them.
Right.
Well, you should have watched them. Case is dismissed. We're done.
Thanks.
You may step out.
I'm very frustrated. We had a puppy for a week and a half and then had to euthanize her. And I think Mr. Williams needs to take accountability for it.
100%. She wouldn't have purchased a sick puppy, first of all.
It's very heartbreaking. I've never had to put down an animal, and putting down a 7-week-old puppy is hard.
My kids played with that puppy for 2 weeks straight.
Again, we had her for a week and a half, and there was multiple things that were wrong with her.
Just to make sure that we've sent home a nice and healthy puppy.
Yeah, sad, frustration, yes.
Absolutely, my heart goes out to it, man. It's a puppy died here.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Brown versus Van Uwenzi, step forward.
Christopher Brown is suing his ex-girlfriend, Amy Van Uwenzi, for the return of his furniture, the value of 3 iPhones, and a disconnection fee.
I'm going to start with you, Ms. Van Uwenzi. How long were you and the plaintiff living together this last time that you lived together?
From October of 2016 till May of 2017.
So not long?
No.
Did you move into his place or did he move into yours?
We moved into a new place together.
Did you sign a lease?
No.
Did he sign a lease?
Yes.
Where had you been living before?
I had actually been staying with my daughter.
How old is she?
She was 20 at the time.
Who else was staying with your 20-year-old daughter?
My son.
How old is he?
He was 15 at the time.
So until October of 2016, you were staying with a 20-year-old in her apartment?
In a house she rents. It was a brief stay, just for a couple months.
And where did you live before that?
My own home.
That you sold?
I rented it, so I discontinued renting it.
Did you rent the house furnished or unfurnished?
Unfurnished. It was all my furnishings.
What'd you do with your furniture?
Stored it.
When you and the plaintiff moved in together, did you bring out your furniture?
Yes.
When you and the plaintiff were living together, did you purchase any furniture together?
While we were living together, I did purchase a couch.
Did you purchase it together?
No, I wrote the check and I purchased it.
It doesn't matter who wrote the check. Were you putting your money together?
No, I had my own account.
So he didn't pay for the couch?
No, I wrote a check out of my account.
That's not what I asked you.
No, I paid for the couch.
And when you left, you took the couch?
Yes.
Is that the only thing that you took that was purchased while you and the plaintiff were living together?
There was a dining table as well.
Who purchased that?
I did.
And you wrote the check and you
had the... It was cash. Oh, I'm sorry. It was cash. I paid for cash for it.
Who did you buy it from?
Someone in our town. It was somebody who was selling it.
So it wasn't purchased from a store?
No.
While you were living together, were you sharing the bills with Mr. Brown?
Yes.
While you were living together with Mr. Brown, did he purchase telephones for you and your children?
Yes.
When did he do that?
Actually, October, November of 16.
For what occasion?
When we moved back in together, the children were a little leery about us moving in together. Our cell phone plan was up. We were deciding what we should do. And he said, well, why don't I just put you guys on my plan? You know, I really want to take care of you guys and just make sure everything's easier. I'll just put you on my plan. I'll purchase phones. What would you guys like to have? And so we decided, after some thought, that would be a good idea to go on his and just have everyone on his cell phone plan.
So he purchased the phones?
Yes.
And you went on his plan?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of phones did you purchase?
iPhone 7 Plus.
And how much were they? Do you know?
I do not. No.
Do you know?
We leased them. They were $40 a month lease on the iPhone Forever plan with Sprint.
And so that's part of the case. Part of the case is you want the returns of the phones.
Yes.
Are you still paying for them?
No. I wasn't able to afford it with my budget after she left. The budget was set up for 2 incomes. I didn't have the phones returned, so I ended up canceling them.
Okay, so they've returned the phones?
No, she didn't.
So you're not paying them anymore?
No, I couldn't afford $300.
So you just stopped paying them?
Yes, I basically stopped paying them. I tried to contact them to work something out. They won't even answer me until I actually make a payment.
How much is still owed?
$3,200 total for the bill. $900 per phone that I leased for her.
You have to return the phones. Do you understand?
Yes.
All of them. Your children's as well. Do you understand?
Yes.
Your Honor.
She has to return the phones. Next time, don't get anybody phones. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I usually don't get involved with people who set up house, live together without benefit of marriage, because we have courts for divorces, we have courts for everything else. Then people live together, they try it, then they stop trying it, and then they get back together again, and then you come in and take up all kinds of time to say, well, can you unravel this mess? Her couch, my couch, she paid for the dining room table, but she didn't pay her half of the expenses. It all gets very messy, and it's not what courts are designed to do.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Was the golf cart running? That's either a yes or a no. Who's to buy your family?
Yes.
Then why did the defendant take possession of the golf cart?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christopher Brown says, former live-in girlfriend, Amy Vanuenzi, left him and took his possessions with her.
Now, I usually don't get involved with people who set up house, live together without benefit of marriage, because they try it, then they stop trying it, and then they get back together again, and then you come in and take up all kinds of time to say, well, can you unravel this mess? It all gets very messy, and it's not what courts are designed to do. Do you understand? So she has to return the phones. I'm going to prepare an order that you return the phones. Okay. He can come and get the phones with a marshal if you don't return the phones.
Okay.
5 days from today, you return the phones. It's the right thing to do.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's get to the couch, which is one of the things that you're complaining about. Are you living in the apartment now?
It's a house, yes. I'm still living in the house.
Do you have a couch?
I do now. I got a $6 one at Goodwill.
Just a second. So. That's what I asked you.
Yeah.
Do you have a couch now?
Yes, I do.
So you don't need another couch?
No.
Great. And did you get a dining room table? Are you eating on something?
I am now. It took me about 6 months, but...
Well, but great.
Right.
So you don't need a dining room table. Within 5 days from today, you have to return the phones.
Yes.
Got it? Good. That's it. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
My whole thing was is that I really loved her and that I helped her and her family out in time of need.
I didn't owe him for all these bills. I didn't owe him for everything he was asking for.
And in the end, I'm basically losing here.
Everything in the house was mine, so when I left, I took it all.
It deteriorated. Less and less she was paying towards the bills.
He always said, I want to take care of you. I want to, you know, make sure you have everything you need. So he just changed his mind.
And then at the last minute, she ended up moving out, you know, brought a U-Haul over while I was having a barbecue, so.
I warned him I was coming. He could have canceled his barbecue, but it was a hard day. It was a hard day doing it that way.
It's a learning experience. You know, I may just stay single, you know, the rest of my life.
I hope he moves on and he's happy. I really do, yeah.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Ange versus Crane. It's the quote.
Beverly Ange is suing her nephew, Edward Crane, for the value of a golf cart.
Miss Ange, how are you related to the defendant?
I'm his aunt.
And who was it who passed away?
My uncle.
Who was living with him at the time?
My cousin, Donald Dow.
So Donald was living with your uncle when he passed away?
Yes.
You were not?
Well, I took care of him every day.
But you were not living with him?
No.
And when he passed away, did he leave you his property?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you the sole beneficiary of his property?
Yes.
And when did he pass away?
2014, December 4th.
Did you move into his house?
No, because I have a house.
What did you do with the house?
I have it. I was moving my daughter down from Pennsylvania into it.
Just a second. So you keep it?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever rent it?
No.
But you haven't lived in the house because you have your own house?
Yes.
Now, in your uncle's house, when he died in 2014, was a golf cart.
Yes.
At some point, the defendant took possession of the golf cart. When was that?
May or June, I can't remember the
date. What year?
2017.
And between 2014 and 2017, who was using the golf cart? Just don't make up a story.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Miss Ange, you gave me two stories. One that she moved in and used the golf cart, and one that she is moving there, which would mean she couldn't use the golf cart with her children. What? Explain it to me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Beverly Ann says her nephew, Edward Crane, stole a golf cart she inherited from her uncle.
Now, the defendant took possession of the golf cart.
Yes.
When was that?
May or June, I can't remember the date.
Of what year?
2017.
And between 2014 and 2017, who was using the golf cart? Just don't make up a story.
Oh, no.
I asked your question.
My daughter, my grandchildren.
Just a second. Your daughter was living in the house?
Yes.
So you have more than one daughter?
No, I have a daughter that passed away.
I'm talking about the daughter that you said,
yeah,
I'm moving my daughter into the house.
Correct.
So that means that she hadn't moved into the house yet, and you said because she was moving, did I get it right, from Pennsylvania?
Yes.
And where do you live?
I live in Montrose, 15 miles from the house.
Just a second. In what state?
Virginia.
So your daughter isn't in Virginia, she's in Pennsylvania. Her plan is to move to Virginia. That's what you just told me a moment ago.
Yes, ma'am.
So when was she and her children using the golf cart?
She moved in 2014.
And then she moved out?
No.
Well, you just told me she was in Pennsylvania.
Well, I moved her down from Pennsylvania.
So she moved in 2014.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's what I asked. That wasn't clear initially to me.
I'm sorry.
Right. In May of 2017, was the golf cart running? That's either a yes or a no.
Yes.
And was it still being used by your family?
Yes.
Then why did the defendant take possession of the golf cart?
I let him stay in my house. I let him move in.
Just a second, with your daughter?
No, my daughter came in 6 months later.
Okay, Miss Ange, you have one daughter who's in Pennsylvania. According to you, you gave me two stories. One that she moved in,
yes,
in 2014 with her children and used the golf cart, and one that she is moving there, which would mean she couldn't use the golf cart with her children. Then you said he moved into the house. He moved into the house, you let him move into the house. I said, with your daughter? You said, no, your daughter wasn't there. What? Explain it to me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you have one daughter who's in Pennsylvania. According to you, you gave me two stories. One that she moved in 2014 with her children and used the golf cart, and one that she is moving there, which would mean she couldn't use the golf cart with her children. Then you said he moved into the house. What? Explain it to me.
Your Honor, after my uncle passed away, I have a handicapped cousin that needed attention and he needed a caretaker.
Just a second. Who lived in the house?
Correct, with my uncle.
Okay, and his name was?
Donald Dow.
Okay. Donald lived in the house. What about her daughter?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Excuse me, Your Honor. I need to explain something to you. When I said she came down from Pennsylvania, we had made arrangements for her to move down here after the school year. And when I let Eddie move in the house, he was only to stay there till June.
I don't care. I just asked you a question. I said, was your daughter there in 2014, 15, 16? You said to me, yes, she was.
Yes.
She came down in 2014. Listen. This is the story. You don't have this golf cart. He has the golf cart. You said you let him use the golf cart. I want to know how he got possession of the golf cart. And I have your complaint.
Okay. He called me and asked me, could he take it to have it repaired if I would pay half of it because something was wrong with the motor.
So it wasn't working?
Well, it was working, but it needed overhaul. I don't know much about it, motors. So I told him, okay, and I'd be half of it.
Well, just a second. Did you pay half of it?
I haven't seen an itemized bill. I haven't seen the golf cart. All I have gotten from him was calls asking for the money.
This golf cart must be decades old.
I don't know how old it is.
I don't know how old it is. When was the last time you saw it?
Last year.
Miss Ange, get over it. He has the golf cart. You paid to have it fixed?
Yes, Your Honor.
It's yours. We're done.
He did not, sir.
We're done.
Excuse me, step up.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Well, he refused to leave.
That's not true, Your Honor. I moved out on my own behalf.
He moved out.
There was no eviction ever took place for me.
Well, I'm disgusted because it's my brother's son, and he is an outright Why?
It just shows if you don't pay your bill, you should just pay your bill when you have work done.
I'm moving forward. I don't want anything to do with them anymore.
I hope we can resolve things and again move forward in life.